Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre enhances minimum support prices for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Also gives its nod to Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project. Cabinet approves 3% increase in dearness allowance for central government employees. BJP leader Naib Singh to take oath as Chief Minister of Haryana tomorrow. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India made positive and constructive contribution to SCO deliberations in Islamabad. In Nigeria, 94 people killed and 50 injured in fuel tanker explosion. And in cricket, opening day of first test between India and New Zealand washed out in Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. The government today gave nod to increase the minimum support prices, MSP, for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed the media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. He said the government has increased the MSP of Rabi crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
Rabi marketing season ke liye MSP approve hua hai that the price should be at least 50% above the cost. Wo sabse bada factor hota hai. Us aadhar pe jo 6 rabi crops hai, gehun ke liye 150 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, barley yani jaw ke liye 130 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, gram yani chane ke liye 210 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, masoor ke liye 275 rupees badhaya gaya hai aur sarson ke liye 300 rupaye ki badhotri ki gayi hai aur safflower yani kusum uske liye 140 rupees badhotri ki gayi hai.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project including a new rail-cum road bridge across the Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower carbon dioxide emissions. The project will generate direct employment for about 10 lakh human days during construction. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees and will be completed in 4 years. The Union Cabinet approved 3% increase in dearness allowance or DA for central government employees and dearness relief DR for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. The combined impact on the exchequer on account of both DA and DR will be over 9,448 crore rupees per annum.
आज कैबिनेट ने डीए और पेंशनर्स के लिए डीएनएस रिलीफ इसको 3% बढ़ाया है और टोटल 9,448 करोड़ एनुअली हमारे सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के एम्प्लॉयज के पे चेक में ऐड होगा. इसका कैलकुलेशन वगैरह सब स्टैंडर्ड एक फॉर्मूला से होता है, ऑल इंडिया कंज्यूमर प्राइस इंडेक्स फॉर इंडस्ट्रियल वर्कर्स, उसके हिसाब से इसका कैलकुलेशन होता है. तो दिवाली से पहले सब केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों को हार्दिक अभिनंदन और बधाई.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Umar Abdullah officially assumed the charge of the Chief Minister today. He was accorded a grand reception by officers and employees at the Civil Secretariat and was also honoured with a ceremonial guard of honour. Later, Mr. Abdullah held an introductory meeting with the administrative secretaries to discuss various official matters. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh will take oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Earlier in the day, Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya after being elected as the leader of the legislative party and state claim to form the government in the state.
Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh will take oath as Chief Minister for the second time tomorrow. Before the elections, he was made the Chief Minister of the state and this assembly election was contested by protecting him as the Chief Ministerial candidate in which the party got a landslide victory. Therefore, his election as the leader of the legislative party was considered certain today. He will take oath tomorrow in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various senior leaders of NDA in a grand ceremony. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
Mr. Naib Singh, after being elected as the leader of the legislative party, said that the result of the recruitment examination of 24,000 youth will be declared tomorrow. He said that providing employment to the youth is the priority of his government.
हमने ये अनाउंसमेंट किया था कि हम सबसे पहले उन बच्चों को ज्वाइनिंग लेटर देंगे. हम अपनी बात के ऊपर पूरा कायम है और बच्चों का वो रिजल्ट क्या है. हमारे 24,000 बच्चे हैं. 24,000 बच्चों का कल ही जब सब होगा तो कमीशन का पूरा रिजल्ट तैयार है. वो उसको जारी कर देगा.
The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders are attending the meeting. The meeting is being held to finalise the names of the candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi tomorrow. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidhamma Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dhamma. The seventh session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from the 3rd of next month. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance that impact energy access, security and traditions with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. In a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy and President of ISA, Pralhad Joshi, said that leaders from across the world will be gathered at the ISA Assembly to promote the widespread adoption of solar power.
India has taken significant strides in progressing the global climate action under the Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi ji. Owing to our intent and action, India is today recognized globally for its leadership in renewable energy, climate action and sustainability. With India and France, ISA is also moving forward. Today, the ISA holds observer status at the United Nations General Assemblies, highlighting its global significance with 120 members and signatory countries.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad today as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The External Affairs Minister stated that there were 8 key takeaways from the Indian perspective, including developing a dialogue on the idea of One Earth, One Family, One Future. He cited DPI and digital inclusion becoming part of the SCO cooperation framework and SCO taking inspiration from Mission Life to achieve UN Sustainable Development Goals as some of the takeaways. Dr. Jayashankar also extended India's best wishes to Russia as it takes over the SCO-CHG presidency. President Draupadi Murmu reached Mauritania today on the second leg of the three-nation visit. She was accorded a warm ceremonial welcome. The President of Mauritania, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, received her at the Nouakchott Oumnoutsi International Airport. Our correspondent covering the visit reports that the President is scheduled to have various engagements during her day's tour.
President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to have a bilateral meeting with the President of the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani. She will also hold delegation-level talks and meet the ministers of Mauritania. The President is also scheduled to attend a community event where she will interact with the Indian diaspora. Later in the evening, President will leave for Malawi for the final leg of the three-nation visit. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Nouakchott, Mauritania.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his statue in Geneva, saying that he is an emblematic symbol of peace and non-violence. Mr. Birla is leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 149th Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva. He said Mahatma Gandhi continues to inspire leaders and nations around the world. Mr. Birla also shared perspectives with speakers of world parliaments on issues of parliamentary importance and other areas. In Nigeria, at least 94 people were killed and 50 injured after a fuel tanker exploded. The incident occurred in northern Jigawa state last night. Local media reported that many of the victims had approached the crashed tanker and were attempting to collect the fuel spilled on the road. The fuel tanker was coming from Kano and heading to Guru in Yobe state when the driver lost control of the vehicle. 6 people, including the local mayor, have been killed by Israeli airstrikes on the southern Lebanese city of Nabatieh today. Israel's army also struck surrounding areas. The Israeli military said it had struck dozens of targets in the Nabatieh area and dismantled underground infrastructure. This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the idea of a ceasefire in Lebanon. In a related development, Hezbollah said it fired a barrage of rockets towards Kamiel in northern Israel. Back home, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar laid the foundation stone of the Meghalaya Skill and Innovation Hub in Shillong today. On this occasion, he said that skills and innovation are not discovered or invented, but represent the best use of a person's talent in a particular field, which significantly enhances human resources. He stressed that villages and semi-urban areas should become centers for skill development. Mr. Dhankar is on a 2-day visit to Assam and Meghalaya. Niti Aayog will organize a 2-day International Methanol Seminar and Expo 2024 from tomorrow in New Delhi. The event will be held in collaboration with the Methanol Institute of the United States. This event will highlight the progress of projects, products, and research and development initiatives related to methanol production, application, and allied technological developments in the world. Prime Minister Modi today said music and dance are languages that transcend borders and are universally understood. In a special message for the first ever international festival on Indian dance being held in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted the significance of dance for the younger generation. He called it an integral part of India's cultural identity. In business news, domestic benchmark indices today extended losses for second straight session. BSE Sensex lost 319 points to close at 81,501 and the NSE Nifty ended with a downfall of 86 points to settle at 24,971. Both the indices ended over 0.3% down. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated 4 paise to close at 83.99 rupees against the US dollar. The regional Met Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in many areas of Chennai, Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram and Chengalpet districts for another 24 hours. Speaking to the media, the regional head of the Met Department, Balachandran, said that the low pressure is moving at a speed of 15 kilometers per hour and is located 320 kilometers off the Chennai coast. He said that the system is likely to make a landfall between North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast in the early hours tomorrow. Apart from that, moderate rains are to continue for another 4 days in almost 10 districts. The Indian Coast Guard has said that 29 teams of personnel are ready for taking up rescue and relief work in case of emergencies in other districts and 10 teams will be kept ready in Chennai. On to sports now. In cricket, opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Day 2 is expected to have an early start with a toss tomorrow. Indian shooter Akhil Sheron bagged bronze medal in 50-meter rifle 3B event at ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. This is his second medal for India so far. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre enhances minimum support prices for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Also gives its nod to Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project. Cabinet approves 3% increase in DNS allowance for central government employees. BJP leader Naib Singh to take oath as Chief Minister of Haryana tomorrow. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar says India made positive and constructive contribution to SEO deliberations in Islamabad. In Nigeria, 94 people killed and 50 injured in fuel tanker explosion. And in cricket, opening day of first test between India and New Zealand washed out in Bengaluru. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.